The following content is intended for people who are blind or print impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. Coming up on this episode of Tech Tips, we're continuing our conversation with Karthik Kannan, Chief Technology Officer, and Bob Sirian, North American Sales Manager with Envision AI. That's what's coming up on this episode of Tech Tips. Previously on Tech Tips, we're talking with Karthik Kannan, Chief Technology Officer, and Bob Sirian, North American Sales Manager with Envision AI. What is the Envision app?
I would define it as a Swiss knife collection of AI tools that can help you go ahead and, you know, say, read text, recognize faces, recognize objects, detect colors. So there are about 12 or 13 different functions that the app can do. But having said that, what people truly love about Envision is its ability to read pretty much any piece of text that you can throw at it. The app can read over 90 different languages. And apart from being able to scan documents, you can also import over 4 different types of formats into the Envision app. So you could import PDFs, EPUBs, Word documents. So we've made it a very, very powerful, comprehensive reading tool. We're there, like I said, on iOS and Android. We're there on tablets as well. And later this year, we're going to be coming out with a web version of the Envision app as well. So we're trying to be on as many platforms as possible. And apart from that, you know, when you use a device like a HumanWare tablet or a BlindShell smartphone, Envision is also available on those platforms. And one key thing to note is that in July of 2022, we made the Envision app entirely free.
Now that we've talked about the app a little bit, what are the Envision glasses?
So the Envision glasses are basically a lot of the Envision apps, but on these Google Glasses or the Google Glass hardware. Apart from having all of the features that I just outlined on the Envision app, you can make video calls directly from the glasses to a friend or a family member who needs help. What we've also done is we've kind of made the glasses as a platform. They not just get Envision's own tech, but they also get these other apps that they have come to love and use on smartphone.
We're going to be getting back to our conversation with Karthik and Bob in just a few minutes, but first, another demo of Envision features available on smartphones and tablets. First is the Describe Scene feature. Use your device's camera to describe your surroundings with the help of artificial intelligence.
Looks like a view of a forest from a deck.
Another handy feature is the Detect Colors feature. Simply activate the feature and point the camera. The app will then tell you the color of the object in front of the camera. For the Detect Colors demo, I'm going to point it at my shirt.
Dark blue.
I am wearing a dark blue shirt. Now, here's the color of the wall in my office.
Light gray.
The walls of my office are indeed light gray. And now, finally, let's see what color my chair is.
Dark blue.
And that is correct. It is dark blue. As you can tell, dark blue is my signature color. Finally, use the Scan Barcode feature to scan a product's barcode and find out what you're holding. First up is a DVD. Please, don't judge.
Firefly, the complete series Blu-ray box set, 3-disc set.
That is correct. Now, we have a can of soup.
Campbell's Chunky Creamy Chicken and Dumpling Soup, 18.8 ounces, pack of 12.
And that is correct. And finally, a bag of Splenda.
Splenda No Calorie Sweetener, granular.
One note to mention with the barcode scanner, in addition to telling you what it is you are holding, it will also display a button labeled More Info so you can find out more about the product you're holding. And now, the rest of my conversation with Karthik Kannan, Chief Technology Officer, and Bob Sirian, North American Sales Manager with Envision AI. And let's get to the newest and biggest, most exciting feature that you've just recently added, which is called Ask Envision. What is that?
Sure. So you know, what we've always wanted to do with the features that we launch with the Envision glasses is to help people get access to information faster, right? And scanning documents or scanning text is one of the most, or the most popular feature on the Envision glasses at the moment, where, you know, let's say you have a book or you have a newspaper or a magazine article, the glasses, your customers could basically just hold the document in front of the glasses would guide them on how to take a picture, and once, you know, the document is fully in frame, the glasses captures the image automatically, and then it starts reading out the text to the user, right? So this was what existed before in the scan text feature. And over the last 6 months, we've been pretty much caught up in this whole GPT revolution that's been happening, right? Mm-hmm. So you go everywhere, you have ChatGPT, you have GPT-4, you have all these really cool, you know, language models or language AI that's come out over the last few months. And we thought, okay, why not, you know, go ahead and take the computer vision stuff, you know, the AI stuff that we've been doing at Envision, take the really cool language AI stuff that's been happening in the world of GPT and ChatGPT and so on, bring the two together, and, you know, help users get access to information faster. So now, when, let's say, there's a user of the Envision glasses, he's at a restaurant, right? He goes and sits down, there's a menu card in front of him, he takes out the menu, and, you know, he holds it in front of the glasses. The glasses go ahead and scan the menu for him, and it starts reading out. And that stuff is old, right? What we now have with the Ask Envision feature is that as soon as the document has been scanned or has finished, you know, has finished scanning, what the user can do is they can go ahead and just hit a button on the glasses, activate the Ask Envision feature, and ask a question. So if I'm looking at a menu, I can be like, okay, tell me all the vegetarian starters on the menu. Right. So you don't have to keep scrolling through the menu anymore. You just ask the question. You ask the glasses a question, and the glasses, you know, understands the question, understands the document that you just scanned. In this case, it's the menu, figures out what are the vegetarian options in the menu, and then just starts reading it out to you. You don't have to scroll through the document. You don't have to, you know, you don't even have to speak the same language as the document anymore. You know, when we were in Germany, right, we were basically scanning German menu cards. We're asking a question in English. We're having, you know, the menu in German, but, you know, the AI is able to figure out all of it and then just give you the answer in English that you want, right? So you don't even have to learn another language anymore. You can just speak your language. The glasses will be able to go ahead and understand it and then, you know, give you a response. So that's Ask Envision.
I love that. That is awesome. I did not know that it would handle multiple languages at the same time. That is truly amazing. One feature, I want to ask about one feature, the facial recognition that the glasses do. How can somebody use that? You know, what is it? And is it one of the features that is available offline?
Sure. The face recognition feature basically is, you know, it's useful when a user of the Envision glasses is trying to identify a friend or a family member in a crowd, right?
Yeah.
Or if they're using the Envision app, a lot of times what people do is they import images that their family sends them over WhatsApp or things like that, which usually have the faces of their friends or family members, and they import it into the Envision app. And then since the app is able to recognize faces, they can go ahead and say something like, oh, looks like Chris smiling at the camera in this picture and so on, right? So it's useful in a variety of situations where you're outside and you want to just be able to identify your, you know, friends and family members. The feature as of now on the glasses do require an internet connection, but the training and the storing of the face information happens entirely on device. So your face information doesn't really get sent over to the cloud. What gets sent over is just raw, you know, I would say representation of faces, right? And the AI is able to go ahead and figure it out. So that way it's very privacy friendly, right? So you can go ahead and teach faces using the Envision app that automatically get passed on to the Envision glasses. You can just wear the glasses and then ask it to recognize a specific person, or you can go ahead and just, you know, turn on the Find Faces feature, and then whenever there is a friend or a family member in the image that the glasses knows, just speaks out their name.
And I just had this thought pop into my head. Let's say I'm out in a crowd somewhere and my wife and I have gotten separated. Is it possible, and no is an okay answer, is it possible to ask Envision, find Rivka, you know, find, you know, whatever person whoever you're looking for, is it possible to find them in a crowd if they're within sight of the camera?
So at the moment, we don't have the option to ask the glasses to find a specific person. Mm-hmm. Instead, what the glasses would do is that, let's say you've saved Rivka's face on the glasses, right? You can just turn on the find, you know, people feature, and then whenever she's in the frame, it just speaks out her name. right? So that's how it works. What we are working on is a really cool version of voice commands. So the glasses can also be operated by voice, apart from touch. So we're working on a feature where you can actually go ahead and ask it to find a particular person by just mentioning their first name, right? Or that's something that we're working on right now. But, you know, with the find people feature, it's a very simple feature where you just activate it. And then if the glasses encounters, you know, a face that it knows, then it just beeps out and speaks their name. That's how it works right now.
Okay. Are there any other features that you would like to talk about that I may have missed with regards to the glasses or Ask Envision?
One of the really interesting things you're working on with Ask Envision is, you know, right now Ask Envision works with text, right? So it, you know, when you scan a document, you can go ahead and, you know, like ask questions mm-hmm. of the document that you scan. So what if you could go ahead and ask questions of any image? It doesn't need to be an image of a document. It can also be just an image. You know, you take a picture and then you can ask it a question. Like if I were to sit in front of the laptop right now and take a picture and ask it, can you give me a description of what's in front of me? And then it would say, looks like a screen with like, you know, three people in a video call and so on. Or I could basically say, can you give me a description of Chris? And the glasses would go ahead and give you a description. So you can keep asking questions of any image, not just text. Right.
Okay.
And that is something that we're working on, which is really cool. Apart from that, we're also working on bringing more third-party apps that people love. So we're in early stages of talks with Be My Eyes. We're in talks with other apps as well to basically come on to the Envision glasses so people can just use them directly with the glasses and not necessarily use the app if they choose not to.
You've mentioned that Be My Eyes is coming. You're already partnered with Aira, correct?
Yep.
That's something to note, that Aira is awesome and so is Be My Eyes. So the fact that, you know, in the future you're going to have a choice between the two, that's going to be a nice option for people.
You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.
We're going to be getting back to our conversation with Karthik and Bob in just a few minutes, but first, another demo of Envision features available on smartphones and tablets. First is the Describe Scene feature. Use your device's camera to describe your surroundings with the help of artificial intelligence.
Looks like a view of a forest from a deck.
Another handy feature is the Detect Colors feature. Simply activate the feature and point the camera. The app will then tell you the color of the object in front of the camera. For the Detect Colors demo, I'm going to point it at my shirt.
Dark blue.
I am wearing a dark blue shirt. Now, here's the color of the wall in my office.
Light gray.
The walls of my office are indeed light gray. And now, finally, let's see what color my chair is.
Dark blue.
And that is correct. It is dark blue. As you can tell, dark blue is my signature color. Finally, use the Scan Barcode feature to scan a product's barcode and find out what you're holding. First up is a DVD. Please, don't judge.
Firefly, the complete series Blu-ray box set, 3-disc set.
That is correct. Now we have a can of soup.
Campbell's Chunky Creamy Chicken and Dumpling Soup, 18.8 ounces, pack of 12.
And that is correct. And finally, a bag of Splenda.
Splenda No Calorie Sweetener, Granular.
One note to mention with the barcode scanner, in addition to telling you what it is you are holding, it will also display a button labeled More Info, so you can find out more about the product you're holding. And now, the rest of my conversation with Karthik Kannan, Chief Technology Officer, and Bob Sirian, North American Sales Manager with Envision AI. I do want to kind of step away from the technology just a little bit and talk about the different plans. And this might be a question more suited for Bob, but I'll let either of you answer it. The Envision glasses come with different subscription plans. Can you give us an example of each of the plans and who might benefit from each one?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. Within the device, there's three different plans. The first is called the Read. So it's the Envision glasses Read, and that's just the reading features. So Instatext, scan text, and batch scan, and you can use Ask Envision on that, but it's just the reading features. You know, and that would be for somebody that perhaps has some usable vision still that doesn't need all of the other features of of the full application. The other type used for it, it might be somebody with a learning disability, for example, dyslexia or something like that. That would be the ideal candidate for our READ app. Then we have what we call the home, the Envision Home. Envision Home has all the features on it. And the difference in that app or in that device is that all the software is on it. However, and that's good for a year, but a year from now, we're going to ask the user of that device if they want new features to pay a subscription fee of $199.
Okay.
So it's all the features, and then every year you pay a subscription of $199 to add the new features that have come out in that year. And then the professional version is, again, the same as the home version, except it comes with a subscription. So you don't have to worry about paying an additional fee every year. You also get an extra year of hardware warranty, and you also get, we have a couple of accessory frames that we sell, Smith Optics and our Lux frames, and you get a choice of one of those two frames as well.
Okay. And I noticed on the website that you do allow people to change plans. When someone changes a plan, do they have to get a new pair of glasses too, or is it just, you know, like upgrading your cable service and you get the new features without having to get new equipment?
Right. The equipment would be the same. You can't downgrade, but you can upgrade. Okay. So you can upgrade from READ to home and from READ to professional or from home to professional. So you can upgrade. There's a fee associated with that, and we upload the new features or the new subscription into the glasses without replacing the hardware.
Okay, and that and the upgrade in software is done automatically?
Yeah, well, it's not done automatically, but it is upgraded into the device.
Okay, so let's talk about that for just a second. What is the difference in the updating processes between the app and the glasses?
Yeah, so the updates for the app are separate from the updates from the glasses. So the glasses or the app will update. They'll notify the user of the app, and then they'll click a link and upload the whatever we've done, if it's a bug fix or new features. And the same thing with the glasses. You go into a menu item on the glasses, you press it, and then it notifies you that there is an update. You press it again, and it automatically updates into the glasses.
Okay, that makes sense. The glasses are, the menus and everything are voice navigation, correct?
That's correct. Okay. They're also voice command as well. You can either swipe and tap to get into the different menu items, or you can just command. For example, on the voice commands, you ask the glasses to scan text, and then it'll automatically start the process of scanning a document. So there are several commands that are built into the glasses now that you trigger, and you ask that command, and then the glasses follow that command.
Okay, awesome. If someone is interested in trying out a pair of the glasses, is there a way to do that?
Yes. So on our website, we have opportunities to request a demo. And you click on that little link and fill out some information. And we have about 10 individuals that provide demos and onboarding. And it selects a person at the time that you've asked for the demo to provide you with that demo. And we set up a calendar item, and we go on Google Meet and provide about an hour's demo to that individual.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Do you have any distributors that you know of who serve North Carolina?
Yes, we have a distributor. We have 15 distributors throughout North America, including Canada. Our distributor for North Carolina is a company called Palmer Vision, P-A-L-M-E-R, Palmer Vision. They're based out of Georgia. They cover most of the Southeast for us.
Can someone order, if they just want to order the glasses direct from your website, that's possible too, correct?
Yes. You can purchase demo and purchase the glasses through our website. You get a virtual demo and then, of course, virtual training. Some people who may or may not be comfortable with a virtual demonstration want a one-on-one demonstration, and we'll refer those to the regional distributor to go and also give a demonstration. And if the person chooses, buy the glasses through the distributor.
Okay.
So there's different ways to purchase the glasses.
Okay, cool. If someone would like to learn more about the Envision line of products, how can they do that?
So the best way to do that, there's a couple ways. One is to go look at our website, which is www.letsenvision.com. Everything you ever wanted to know about really our Envision glasses and app. And there's all kinds of tools and tutorials and videos, YouTube videos there, and a real broad-based website accessible that they can find out information. They can join our Facebook community, which we manage, and people go on that on a regular basis and obtain, you know, information that way. They can follow us. Once a month, we do a broadcast. We call it a webinar, but basically it talks about, you know, what we're doing today, what we'll be doing tomorrow. They can join us on that. Those are examples of things that they can use to look at our product.
Okay. And, you know, speaking of hands-on, do you know of any conferences, conventions you're going to be at, maybe on the East Coast or around North Carolina coming up in the near future?
We'll be at the two that are coming up that I know of. We'll be at the NFB conference in Houston, Texas, the national convention there. Mm-hmm. And we'll also be at the Blind Veterans Association convention in St. Louis, Missouri in August.
Okay.
So those two main conferences. We do a lot of regional conferences as well, both our distributors and the corporate entity, and those kind of come up, you know, pretty quickly, and we decide whether we can go on those or not. So I don't have any off the top of my head right now for your region, but I know that there'll be some coming up throughout the end of the year. So
okay, that's fine. And this is going to be another jump ball question for both of you or either of you, you know, however y'all guys want to tackle this. Is there anything else you would like to cover that I may have missed about the app, the glasses, Ask Envision, anything I may have missed?
Not that I can think of, Chris. I think you've been fairly comprehensive. And I think, you know, what we primarily want to let people know is to be able to request a demo of the Envision glasses directly from Envision, mm-hmm. right? So they can just go onto our website, letsenvision.com, and then request a demo of the glasses. And then, you know, we can either do an online demo or we can hook people up with an offline in-person demo if they happen to reside near one of our distributors. And if it's possible to actually do a physical demo, we do a physical demo. So I think the most important thing is to know or to communicate where people can find more information. I think we've done that, and I don't have anything specific from my side.
Thank you. Bob, you got anything you want to add?
All I would say is we work very heavily with local veterans organizations, clinics, blind rehab centers, and vocational rehab organizations. So we've made contact with almost every organization like that agency in every state. And so a lot of times if somebody's working with someone at, let's say, the North Carolina Vocational Rehab, the Health and Human Services Group, it's likely that they're going to have a demo of our product, and they're going to be able to try it out at one of those organizations.
Okay. And one thing I learned in my research, I have my dad is a member of the Lions Club, and I was talking to him when I was researching the glasses. I was talking with him and said, hey, if somebody needs assistance getting the glasses, would the Lions Club help? And he actually said that the group out of the club out of Charlotte, actually, which is about 2.5 hours southwest of us, did it and actually helped a person get a pair of the glasses. So, you know, that is something else that people can, you know, maybe use as an option is, you know, contact your local Lions Club as well and let
yes.
them and they can probably help get you started and maybe even help you get a pair of the glasses.
Yes, there's always organizations like Lions Club, Easter Seals. They're more broad-based in terms of disability, not necessarily just blind and low vision, mm-hmm. but they're always available to ask to make a donation to the purchase, either fully or partially. They're very, very helpful. All of those philanthropic organizations are very helpful to AT manufacturers.
Tech Tips is on the North Carolina Reading Service.
Our last set of features starts with the Find People feature. You can use this to detect if there are people around you or find a specific person. The Find People feature works by using a video feed from your camera to scan for people. A beep plays when a person is detected, and the name of that person will be spoken aloud if their face has been taught to the Envision app. To use Find People, activate the feature and then slowly move your device around the room. When a face has been detected, Envision will start beeping like this. Teaching Envision to find certain people is relatively easy and straightforward. To teach new faces to Envision, take several pictures of a person from different angles and distances. Then enter their name into the library. Find People is ideal to locate people around you, find friends, family, or colleagues in a public space. You can also use Envision to find objects. To use this feature, you must first select which item from the list you wish to find. Once the object has been selected, simply hold the device up so the camera is facing outwards and slowly move the device around. The device will start beeping once the desired object has been located. The rest of the features, which include Call an Ally, Call Be My Eyes, and Ask Envision, require the Envision glasses. Unfortunately, I do not have a pair of the glasses and thus could not demonstrate these features. You can, however, find demos for the glasses on both the Envision website at letsenvision.com and their YouTube channel, so be sure to check them out. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Well, guys, I want to thank both of you profusely for taking time out of your schedules. And, Karthik, I know it's the end of the day for you. you know, I want to thank you guys for talking with me today. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us, Chris. And, you know, always great to come on to these, you know, to these podcasts and talk about Envision and really have, like, a fruitful conversation. So super nice for you to have us. I hope we can come back with some more exciting stuff to share with you later down the year.
Oh, definitely. And I'm going to be start becoming a regular on the monthly webinars, too.
Oh, yeah. Feel free to join us. I mean, we talk about a lot of stuff that's under the hood. So, yeah, very excited for you to join that and hope to be back soon. But thank you for having us today.
Awesome. Thank
you.
Thank
you very much. Thank you.
Again, I would like to thank Karthik Kannan and Bob Sarian of Envision AI for talking with us today about the Envision app, Envision glasses, and their latest feature, Ask Envision. If you would like to know more about Envision AI, schedule a demo, or purchase the Envision glasses, visit their website at letsenvision.com. You can also find them on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Tech Tips is available online at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.